Houston station on CBN. We're going to step 6 at this time.
And with that,
sure, thanks.
At 7:05 a.m. Central Time, we will call the installation of the Orbital Sciences Cygnus to the International Space Station complete. Second stage capture has been wrapped up by the crew of Expedition 38, so Cygnus now officially installed on the International Space Station at 7:05 a.m. Central Time. The two spacecraft 260 miles above Earth, just to the southeast of Australia and Tasmania. Again, even though installation officially complete, there still is quite a bit more work to be done. The crew's got to work with the ground team here in Houston to get the 16 bolts threaded through their nuts that are on the other side. They do all 16 at one time during the first part of this process. They just basically thread them a couple threads, and then they go through two more steps to do them in sets of four, starting with the middle and then working their way out. This will take several minutes to do this, and then they will have some leak checks that'll be done before they're actually able to open up the hatch between Cygnus and the space station. Again, we want to remind you that may or may not be done today. They're on the timeline to actually open up the hatches tomorrow, but this crew tends to work a little bit ahead of the schedule. So if they're able to do that, that'll take place later on today. So as the sun sets there on Cygnus and the space station, we're going to wrap up our coverage for this morning. Just to recap the times, capture was confirmed at 5:08 a.m. Central Time, 6:08 a.m. Eastern Time. And installation was completed at 7:05 a.m. Central or 8:05 a.m. Eastern Time. Over the next several minutes and hours, the ground teams here in Houston will work with the Expedition 38 crew to finish this, what they call bolt loading. Basically, they drive 16 bolts actually into Cygnus, and that forms the hard mate between the two. At that point, they'll be able to do the leak checks between Cygnus and the station. There's some cleanup activity there in the common berthing mechanism that they have to do. And then if they have a chance later today, they will try to go ahead and open up the hatch. There's an ant experiment actually inside that they will first move into the space station. If they get the chance to do that today, they will. If not, then it is on the timeline for tomorrow. But if we get confirmation from the crew here in Mission Control that the hatches have been opened, we will post that on NASA.gov and on NASA's social media accounts at NASA and at NASA_Johnson. Of course, we'll have updates for you tomorrow on Space Station Live, which will air at 10 a.m. Central Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on NASA TV. We want to thank you for joining us bright and early this morning as we brought you live coverage. A big day for Orbital Sciences. They had an extremely successful test flight back in September, but this is the first official cargo resupply mission for the company. It now joins the entire fleet of space station vehicles that are coming and going up to the space station itself. There is the Orbital Sciences team again in their red shirts. Frank Culberson there in the room, himself a former astronaut, former resident of the space station. He's been one of the main people that has spearheaded Orbital Sciences working on this project, going through NASA's Commercial Orbital Transportation Services program, running the test flight back in September, and then now leading to this successful first resupply flight to the ISS. The crew is going to spend the next several weeks unloading cargo from the vehicle. It'll stay up there until about February 18th. And then it will be undocked, and it will be sent into a destructive reentry into the Earth's atmosphere, full of trash and other items that the crew no longer needs. Again, thank you for joining us. Just log on to nasa.gov/station and nasa.gov/orbital for the latest information on this mission. This is Mission Control Houston. We'll see you next time.